I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Venezuela is allying with Iran in a united front against the West. Global Advance's David Shibley says the support of the church is fitting in light of growing animosity toward Christianity and America. Staying linked with key church leaders is critical to the health of the church in Venezuela.
We also need to continue to do all that we can to put a vision in the hearts and tools in the hands of the pastors within these nations, because even if all North American missionaries were no longer granted access into Venezuela, the church remains. Those national pastoral leaders remain.
Pray that doors for evangelism will remain open. Next, over the last 2 years, Uzbekistan's government has expelled most foreign groups. For Operation Mobilization, that meant that all of their international team members were forced to leave. That's also forced OM to close down their 16-year-old ministry in Uzbekistan. Their team has partnered with others to train, empower, and disciple many new believers so the church continues to grow. Praise God for the growing Uzbek church and pray that it would continue to flourish and endure. And America's underreached people group are widely known to be the Native American Indians. An elderly woman in Arizona ministers to the physical needs of the Navajos with food and clothing. She's also offering spiritual help to many who come in desperate times. Bible Pathway Ministries' Rita Guerra says,
they always need Bibles. They need English Bibles and the Navajo Bibles. The second shipment is just going out. We're sending a full skid of Navajo Bibles. So we've taken some of the money that our supporters send in and bought these Bibles, and we're sending them Bibles and Best of Bible Pathways. And we're also including clothing and blankets.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.